Hello everybody, it's John, and I'm talking this afternoon to Jennifer Jackson. Now, Jennifer and I go back quite a long way with scouting and guiding, but you know how it is, on a Tuesday night you send your daughter off to Brownies or Rangers or whatever, and that's it. You know, they might go camping an odd time a year and you think nothing more about it. But Jennifer takes this to a whole new level, a sort of international and national level, by her work at a place called Waddo Hall, which is near Clitheroe. So I've sort of been in the grounds there, but I've no idea really what goes on. It all sounds quite splendid these days with all the facilities they've got. So Jennifer, can you tell me what is Waddo and whereabouts is it and what do they do?
Right, so Waddo Hall is just north, about a mile north of Clitheroe,
right,
on the road to Waddington.
Yep.
It's a girl guiding activity and training centre. Run by Girl Guiding UK, and it's been with guiding since about 1927. The opportunity to buy this old house came up. It had originally been a mill owner's house, and the local people raised money through members of Girl Guiding at the time, in the late 20s, until they had enough to buy the house, and they managed to get enough money together and opened it as a girl guiding training centre
for leaders, right.
And also with some campsites around that guys could use,
yes,
because there's substantial grounds around around Waddo, so they could use it for girls camping,
right,
as well.
I see. Does that still happen now? Can companies,
yes,
still take guides?
Yes,
now, yeah?
You can take guides camping, you can take brownies camping, you can even take rainbows camping now.
Oh, my word.
So, yes, you can book it. There's lots of facilities there now, the things that modern girls like to do, like tree climbing and... zip wires, and there's canoeing for girls above a certain age, archery, lots of different activities, and some activities which aren't just as energetic as well. For instance, you can do a tour of the house, or there's an escape room where groups can go in and find out how to escape from the room by answering questions.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
So the Friends of Waddo, they've raised money over many, many years to donate to Waddo. Once a year, we have an annual general meeting, and with the staff at Waddo, we decide what we want to donate our money to. They give us a wish list,
yes,
and we vote on what we would like them to do. So this is how we've managed to get so many different activities on site and improve the ones that we had as well.
Right. So you must spend quite a bit of time doing these activities to raise money in different areas.
Yeah.
You went to the Lancashire Show and places like
that. We've done a stall at the Lancashire Show in the children's area. We have a display stand which tells people about Waddo,
yeah,
and how they can book, because it's not just for girl guiding people now. Businesses can book it for training centres.
I see.
People can book it for weddings,
yeah,
golden anniversary meals, all sorts of things like that.
So this must be a fairly new venture, I think.
Last few years quite a few years now we've done that sort of thing.
Did you find that COVID interrupted a lot of this sort of thing?
Yes,
Like
a lot of places, it had to close down.
Yeah.
And the manager and the front of house manager kept the building going over that time, did a lot of work on improvements,
yeah, I see,
painting,
yes,
garden,
refurbishing,
all sorts of things like that.
Right.
So.
And you were saying that the hall itself has been extended. So
yes,
that it could well be, you know, Jennifer, that one or two people that are listening to this might even have been to Waddo, and they think, well, I don't remember it being like that. So what are you saying about the extensions that they've done and alterations in the house?
Yes, the major extension was several years ago now. They actually put a whole new wing on the end of it. Right. And bearing in mind it's a training centre, there were proper training rooms with all the facilities, overhead projectors and things that people need. And up above it there were two smaller training rooms as well. This freed up space in the house so that we could put more bedrooms into the house as well, where there'd originally been training rooms.
I see. So now, I think, did I hear you say that these private rooms are en suite nowadays?
Oh, yes, yeah, yes. That was done this. Yes. yes, when the head of Centre Margaret Firth, the guide in charge, then she took over in 1983 and began the modernisation. And before that, the rooms had only very minimal facilities, perhaps a wash hand basin in the rooms. And some of them were very, very big rooms. So the rooms were rearranged and ensuite facilities put in. Most of them are for two or three people now.
So they really have brought it up to date, haven't they, in the 21st century? Yeah.
And since then, a lot of the rooms have been modernised further with more modern furniture. So that if people are coming who are not guiding people, they can book rooms there if there's rooms available, and it's to modern standards.
Modern standards, yeah. This is wonderful, yeah. Because you get the sort of impression that they'll be up and down in uniform. Do they have uniform on when they're doing training?
If you do at a leader training, you would generally have uniform, unless you were doing an outdoor activity, and then you would dress appropriately for that. So for training sessions, yes, but there's a lot of other things go on there as well. They can leaders can book the whole house to take a brownie unit or a guide unit in. There's also accommodation in the grounds, self-catering accommodation. So there's lots of ways you can take girls there.
And you were saying that families can also use the grounds for their own personal camping.
Yes, in the summer we do family camping when it's not being used by the girl guides because the girls are on summer holidays from school.
Yeah.
But we do have a few very big events. At the August Bank Holiday, we have a big festival camp with about 2,000 people.
Right.
There, about 1,800 guides and leaders and 200 volunteers helping the paid staff, where they have bands in the evening, a proper stage, and all sorts of activities during the day, pamper activities like nail art and hair tattoos, crafts, zip wire, tree climbs, canoes. The leaders can go and get afternoon tea.
Right.
Knowing that the girls are all safe and being looked after because it's all properly secure and the grounds are safe for girls of guide age.
Yes.
That's
essential, isn't it, these days? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, it always was, but you had to be a lot more careful these days. Did you say something about paid staff just then?
Yes, we do have a few paid staff. We have a centre manager. We have secretarial staff. We have a front of house manager. We also have three very excellent chefs who are paid members of staff and do really nice meals. So besides the catering for events, they also can put on catering for weddings, for anniversaries, birthday parties, all sorts of things like that. Right. So, yes.
Now I'm going to throw this spanner in the works. Now, you never know, but somebody might want to book this place. So how on earth would they go about this? Have they got a website?
They've got a website, yes. If you look under Girl Guiding website, or also you can look under Waddo Hall. There's also, they have a telephone, obviously, if you're wanting to book, to contact them and book that way, yes.
So the best way is to do it online?
Probably, but they will, you can, if you haven't got access to online facilities, then you can do it, you can either write to them or phone them up.
Right. Would you have an address handy now? Or
should have. Well, it's Girl Guiding Waddo Hall, and it's on Waddington Road in Clitheroe.
Right, okay.
I haven't got the postcode to hand.
Oh, right.
But it, they'll get there.
So if they went on the website and went into girl guiding,
see what the
drop down menu would be.
Yes, there's a drop down menu with the training centres on, and you click on Waddo Hall, and all that you need to know is there.
Well, I'd be fascinated, Jennifer. Yeah. You know, you really opened my eyes. I didn't realise all this went on at all. Mm. And this is guiding at a whole different level, isn't it? And it just makes you think that there is more to it than just sending your little girls out on a Tuesday evening down to the hall where they might meet.
Well, so we have to live with the modern times,
seem to be doing.
The leaders are very busy, so if they can take girls where things are laid on for them,
so much more civilised,
activities are to hand to book onto, then it's so much easier for them, yes.
So there you are, everybody. If you want an exciting weekend away, that's the place to go.
Or even afternoon tea during the summer at the weekends in the pop-up cafe, yes.
Oh, well, thanks ever so much, Eddie. That's been fascinating. Thank you.
Right.